Yig, Satogua, Gatanothua, the Great Old Ones. Up to this point in the series, we have discussed two Great Old Ones, Cthulhu and Haster, but those are far from the only Great Old Ones in the mythos. Lovecraft himself invented a number more, and of course the pantheon has been expanded greatly over the years by other incredibly creative authors. The scope of this series is to cover mainly Lovecraft's work, but I'll go over a number of Great Old Ones here. First, we have Yig, Father of Serpents, who first appeared in the story The Curse of Yig by Zelia Bishop and H.P. Lovecraft. Yig came to Earth from the world Zendanua, and supposedly is responsible for creating reptiles, insects, and some even say humanity, although that is likely only spread by his worshippers. It is possible that Yig inspired the myths and beliefs in the Mesoamerican deity Quetzalcoatl, for Yig has a very similar appearance. Yig is easy to please, but also easy to anger, which makes worshipping him a risky proposition. It is said that he takes vengeance by transforming his enemies into half-snake monstrosities, and sends his children of similar appearance as his agents in the world. Secondly, we move on to Gatanothua, who first appeared in Out of the Aeons by Hazel Heald and H.P. Lovecraft. Gatanothua, supposedly the firstborn of Cthulhu, was brought to Earth from Yuggoth, a planet apparently located in our own solar system. Gatanothua has a horrific appearance, even by mythos standards, and anyone who gazes upon his form is petrified, becoming encased in leathery skin, but still alive. Gatanothua is trapped under the lost continent of Mu, and was kept placated by the people there in hopes that he could not escape. The High Priest of Shub-Niggurath attempted to confront the Great Old One, but his magic scroll was replaced by a fake one by agents of Gatanothua, and his fate is unknown. Next, we move on from Lovecraft with Satogua, created by Clark Ashton Smith as part of his Hyperborean cycle. Resembling a large, furry, black toad with bat and sloth-like features, although some say he can alter his form to suit his environment. Satogua's cult survives underneath major cities, gaining power from orgies and sacrifice, while Satogua grows stronger from human war and instability. His worshippers degenerate as they grow closer to him, taking on animal characteristics. His true servants, however, are called formless spawn. Black, amorphous beings resembling pits of tar, they can take any form and are notoriously difficult to dispatch, which makes them excellent hunters of humans. Moving on to Ithaqua the Windwalker, created by August Derleth in his story Ithaqua. Ithaqua is a giant humanoid with pale white skin and glowing red eyes. Ithaqua likely inspired the myths of the Wendigo and the Yeti, as he dwells in the Arctic and slays unwary travelers in horrific fashions. It is said that Ithaqua can walk through the sky just as easily as on land, and can change his form into a cloud of mist. Cthuga, also created by Derleth, is a giant sentient ball of flames, who is supposedly the first Great Old One to arrive on Earth, when the planet was still molten. He is served by the flame creatures of Cthuga, also known as fire vampires, one of which is believed to have caused the Great Fire of London in 1666. Glocky, created by Ramsay Campbell, lives in a lake in England, though has been reportedly seen in other lakes around the world. He resembles a large slug with three eyes on stalks and numerous metal spikes on its back. Some come to serve Glocky willingly, others are pulled towards him with dreams. When a human approaches Glocky's lake, he drives one of his metal spikes into their bodies and begins injecting an alien fluid. If the spine is broken off before completion, the victim dies. Otherwise, they become a servant of Glocky, able to be commanded by the Great Old One at will. There are many, many other Great Old Ones that I did not mention, but I prefer to keep these videos brief. Feel free to research some on your own, such as Atlaknaka, who spins a world-ending web, or Shudamel, the great burrower of the deep. There's Quetzalcoatl, able to turn all living things to dust, and Abhoth, the source of all uncleanliness. Regardless, the Cthulhu mythos is filled with a myriad of unspeakable horrors beyond what Lovecraft himself created, and I'm glad that he encouraged other authors to expand his pantheon.